Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. This is just a short video about population growth and the Bible. I've heard atheists sometimes say that it would be impossible for the population to grow from just two people, Adam and Eve, to our current population in the period of time that the Bible describes. Or really, when you think about the biblical flood, we're talking about actually growing from the eight people that were on the ark to our current population in a few thousand years. Is that possible? Well, I actually did the math on this. I crunched the numbers by hand on paper, but then afterward I found a website that actually just makes it a lot easier, and it gave me the same figures that I had come up with on my own. So I'm going to show you this website. Okay, so here's the website, and as you can see, the default when you pull up this website is to start in the year 2000 and to end in the year 2050. They started with the population around the year 2000, which is about 6 billion. And the growth rate that they have plugged in is 1.2%. So that's in decimal form, 0.012. And then if you hit show subtotals and hit calculate, then it calculates the population growth. You can see it starting in 2001 there and going up through about where we are now, 2020. And then the projection of if we stayed at the current rate, where the population would be in the year 2050, okay? Now, if we look at this chart right here that shows the world population by year, you can see that from the year 2020, going back to, you know, all the way to like through the 70s, you have basically some percentage between 1 and 2%. And then you have this really high population growth rate in the 1960s, where the population of the world was growing by over 2%. And this is the entire world that we're talking about here. So as we go back in time, then it stops giving that percentage because these numbers become a little bit more estimated. And obviously, the population growth in ancient times was slower than it is now. Modern advances have increased life expectancy, fertility, etc. And so now it's growing at a higher rate. It would have been lower back then. Okay, but let's go ahead and throw in some numbers into our population calculator regarding the Bible. So according to the Bible, if we do all the math and add up all the years, then the flood took place around 2600 BC. Okay. So as we go back in time on this, obviously these numbers before 500 BC, these numbers right here are just guesses, okay? Because there are no accurate historical records that we could really point to before around 500 BC. So this is actually probably the first really meaningful number on this chart. And as we go higher, the numbers are going to get more accurate. But anything before 500 BC is not going to have good historical data to go on. So this is the number we're going to use right here. 500 BC, the world having a population of about 100 million people. Okay, so if the flood happened in 2600 BC, and if there were about 100 million people in 500 BC, that's basically 2100 years that we need to calculate. So for the starting year, I'm just going to put year one, and we're going to go 2100 years, right? So this is from the flood to 500 BC. And our starting population is going to be eight people on Noah's Ark. And so, you know, what kind of a growth rate is it going to take in order to get to this number right here of 100 million people? Well, obviously, you know, if we type in the current growth rate, it's going to be much too high of a growth rate, because in that case, there would have been this incredible number right here, 598 billion people. Obviously, that's not what happened. That's not the actual growth rate. So what it's actually going to take is, let me see here, 0.0078. Okay, so this is 0.75%. Okay, so remember, our current growth rate is like 1.2% or 1.05%, it says here. Okay, so this is a much lower growth rate at 0.75%, 0.0078. And if we hit calculate, then we see, boom, 2,100 years later, we went from 8 people getting off the ark all the way to approximately 100 million people. Scroll down here. 100 million is a long way to go. 100 million people 2,100 years later. Okay. So let me ask you this. Is that just this wild thing of, you know, how can the Bible be saying that you went from 8 people to 100 million people in only 2,100 years? Actually, it's extremely reasonable because the growth rate necessary is only 0.75%. So it could easily happen. So what the Bible is saying is very realistic. Okay, now let's crunch another number from the Bible that I think is interesting. How about the captivity in Egypt? So the children of Israel, according to the Bible, were in Egypt for 430 years. So I'm going to type in, you know, starting year one, ending year 431. And for the starting population, I'm going to put 70, because the Bible doesn't tell us the numbers of the children of Israel in terms of every man, woman, boy, and girl. It typically is just counting the males. And obviously this is just going to be an estimate. Okay. So, because obviously the number of men is going to be a microcosm of how many people are in the entire population. We can extrapolate that out. So we have 70 guys going down into Egypt, roughly, you know, you could say 66, 65, whatever, but just roughly you're going in with about 70 guys. And then you're leaving with a population of 603,000 men that are counted in the book of Numbers. So 430 years, we're starting at 70. What growth rate would be necessary in order to, you know, end up with a population of 603,000 guys? And I did the math on this, and it ends up being 2.13%. So this is a pretty high growth rate, 2.3%, but it's not unheard of whatsoever, because of the fact that even today, there are countries in this world right now that have an annual population growth rate of 3 or 4%. And remember, the Bible tells us that the children of Israel were multiplying exceedingly, and they were very fruitful and they were abounding. Now, obviously that was counteracted by the fact that they're in bondage. And at one point the Egyptians were even murdering their babies, but you know, if they're growing and multiplying and exceeding abundant, you know, it makes perfect sense that they would have a growth rate around 2.13%. So anyway, those are some numbers from the Bible. And you say, well, you know, those seem really reasonable. You know, what do the evolutionists have to offer? Well, they're basically claiming that the population just coasted for hundreds of thousands of years. Okay. Now, what's more realistic? A population growth rate from 2600 BC to 500 BC of 0.75%, and a population growth of the children of Israel in Egypt, you know, when they were really multiplying and abounding and being fruitful, of 2.13%. What's more reasonable, that or thinking that man's population for the last few hundred thousand years virtually didn't grow at all and then just basically exploded in recent times? Recent meaning the last couple thousand years. Because remember, they're claiming that our species, quote unquote, Homo sapiens, came into existence around 200,000 years ago. Okay. So basically sapiens means wise. So Homo sapiens is the wise man. So they're basically claiming that you have an intelligent human being on this planet going back 200,000 years. But yet, you know, they just, the population just stayed the same and didn't grow hardly at all. And also, if you look at any kind of meaningful civilization, civilizations that actually built things and accomplished things and used technology and so forth, it all goes back to around what time? You know, you look at the great civilizations in India, China, Europe, Mesopotamia. You know what? It all happens in the third millennium BC. It all points to what? 2600 BC, because that's when civilization began. Man gets off the ark, and right away they're building cities, they're building empires, they're building aqueducts, they're building plumbing, they're building sophisticated structures. They weren't going ooga booga for hundreds of thousands of years, and then just all of a sudden, you know, 5,000 years ago, everything blows up. No, in reality, you know, the Bible's true, and the world was created approximately 6,300 years ago. The flood happened around 4,600 years ago, around 2600 BC. That's when all the major civilizations start, around 2500 BC. And so the Bible's numbers add up, the math adds up, and it's way more plausible to believe what the Bible's saying about these population growth rates than to think that basically mankind being intelligent, being sapiens all the way back 200,000 years ago, yet couldn't grow as a population and couldn't build anything meaningful. That doesn't make any sense. God bless you. Have a great day.